Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. I'm Bob Lovell. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. So glad you could join us. Lots of basketball tonight. Plus, we'll talk a little college football. Pacers are in action. We've got a lot to talk about tonight. Right now, though, he's the star of our show. He'll be with us every 15 minutes on the scoreboard updates. It's Network Indiana's James Adams.
Thank you, Coach. It is a real pleasure to be here with you and Graham on this wonderful Friday night in the beautiful Monument Circle in downtown Indianapolis. Like you said, we've got a lot of basketball scores to get to. Let's get to the boys' basketball scores. Bethany Christian took on Clinton Christian and won 79-16. Bloomfield versus Shackamack. Bloomfield gets the victory 71-42. Bluffton and South Adams went at it tonight, 74-34 in favor of Bluffton. Brownsburg and Franklin Central, Brownsburg wins 63-39. Carmel and Lawrence Central went at it tonight, Carmel 62, Lawrence Central 34. And Carroll, Flora, and Frontier battle tonight, 82-42 in favor of Carroll. Like Coach said, the Pacers are in action tonight against the Utah Jazz. Current score 26-13 in favor of the Jazz in the first quarter. I will have more basketball scores for you as the night goes on. For Network Indiana, I'm James Adams.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Driven, the number 2, savelives.org. Make sure you check out their website. It's a fantastic program, tremendously well run, tremendous people, of great benefit to all of us, every single one of us. So when you get the chance, head to that website. Graham Scheer, James Adams joining me tonight. Graham Scheer, help me understand what is happening in college basketball tomorrow.
In college basketball, Coach?
Graham, are you there? Yeah, college basketball. We got games. Don't we have games tomorrow? College basketball games that we need to pay attention to? You, me, the rest of the world. Don't we have some games?
Oh, yeah. I mean, UIndy's like playing tomorrow. I can tell you as much as you want to know about the Greyhounds, UIndy, or the men's and women's, honestly.
Well, we'll come back and do that a little bit later. But we've got Big Ten games, IU and Rutgers. Yikes. Should be a good one. We have Big Ten football championship tomorrow. What time does that game start between the Boilers, who are poised for the upset, by the way, poised for the upset over Michigan? 8 o'clock start, is that correct?
Yes, Coach, that's correct.
All right, so James Adams, I'm telling you right now, that is huge. Who else we got in college basketball tomorrow, James?
Let me take a look here. Let's see. I should probably have this pulled up to begin with.
No, that's all right. That's okay.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Well, we got IU, we got Purdue, we got Indiana State. We have plenty of games. We have lots of games. We're talking about. Tonight, as all nights, we really need your help on a night like tonight. We got a lot of basketball games to cover. A lot of games going on around the state. We need your help. We always need your help with scores. At IND Sports Talk, hashtag IST, is how you can reach us on Twitter. Send us pictures, send us the score, send us whatever you have, picture, video, all those kinds of things. I've seen some things on Twitter already, on other sites that you follow. We want to try to capture as much of what we can going on around the state in high school basketball. Boys and girls games tonight, lots of doubleheaders. It's a great, great, great time of year. We've wrapped up football. We're moving on now to high school basketball. We enjoyed the football season, tremendously enjoyed the football season. And now we're going to have that same experience we know on the basketball side. So that's what we have to look forward to tonight. And once again, we're glad you're with us. IU at Rutgers tomorrow starting at 3. Tennessee Tech at Butler. Ball State on the road at Duquesne. Syracuse at Notre Dame. Miami of Ohio in Terre Haute taking on a Sycamore team that's playing awfully, awfully well. My Jags are in Milwaukee. Horizon League opener for them tomorrow. Oakland will be at Fort Wayne. Also, for the Mastodons there, Horizon League opener. Rockhurst at UNE. Big match, huge match. This isn't big. This is a massive matchup tomorrow in the NAI. Indiana Wesleyan at Marion. That's massive. That's not big. That's massive. IU Southeast at IU Kokomo. Taylor at Bethel. My alma mater at Defiance. On Sunday, Minnesota's at Purdue. U of E at Northern Iowa. USI at Chicago State. Murray State's at Valpo. Those are games on Sunday. But the focus tomorrow, big, big day of basketball. Oberlin's at Wabash. Worcester's at DePaul. We'll catch you up on as many of them as we can. As a reminder, join us tomorrow night because we'll be talking about a lot of these games on tomorrow night's show. Also tomorrow night, we'll be talking about the Big Ten Football Championship. Michigan, Purdue, 8 o'clock, Lucas Oil. Should be a lot of fun, a lot of fun. What's going to be fun is for my wife and me to try to negotiate all of that to get to a wedding downtown Indianapolis tomorrow. Yeah, perfect timing. So number one, we're fired up about being invited. And secondly, you got to know your way around. That's the whole idea. So tonight, we're talking a lot of basketball. Again, don't forget to join us tomorrow night as we talk about some of these college basketball games. Always looking ahead to Sunday, Colts back in action. They're all important right now. We've got to win them all. One of those kinds of deals. Short break. We'll come back, talk some more ball on Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. Welcome back, everyone. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Driven, the number 2, savelives.org. Sign up today. Help lives in the future. Anyone can sign up. No age limits. No health restrictions to sign up to be an organ donor every 10 minutes. Someone is added to the donor transplant waiting list. More than 1,000 Hoosiers currently waiting for a life-saving organ transplant. And by signing up to be an organ and tissue donor, you can help save 8 lives and heal 75 others. Once again, their very important website, driven, the number 2, savelives.org. We have high school basketball tonight. It's always fun. I always find it interesting, the transition between football and basketball. And not to make excuses on the front end, but it is a situation where the opening night, first night or so, first weekend basketball, high school basketball, is normally a night that takes a little while to get started because you know, part of what we've done for 29 years is try to condition people to understand when we're on, when they should call, all those other things. And as I speak to you, I never have an idea when I walk in to sit down and do the show, who's calling. It's just one of those things. So, you know, it's an act of faith. But we do know we have some great games going on. We're going to certainly talk about them as much as we possibly can throughout the night. We always need your help, though. We've said this for 29 years. It's a participatory exercise between you and us. We need your help on those scores. And so you can help us on Twitter, at IND Sports Talk, hashtag IST. Back in the day, we used to use phone number. And there are still some people, there are still some out there, they still know what that phone number is. And we appreciate that. But Twitter. It's easy nowadays. Just, you know, send us a note. Tell us what's going on. So as we speak, you know, we got games tonight, tomorrow night. We had lots of doubleheaders. I was looking on Twitter. I was watching some of the action on Twitter, some of the great doubleheaders that were going on around the state. I know, this is also the time of year when you have some one-day shootouts. You have some multiple teams. For example, Danville tonight, Memphis East from Tennessee was playing Addicts, and Bethesda Christian was playing Danville. Tomorrow, big day tomorrow out at Brownsburg. Bloomfield will take on North Central in game one. Northwood will take on Beech Grove. Gary 21st Century plays Zionsville. Linton Stockton will play Heritage Christian. Heritage Hills will take on the host Bulldogs. Kokomo, Ben Davis, Centerville from Ohio take on Cathedral. So I'm looking at some ranked number. Got some highly ranked teams there all the way through. Bloomfield, but Northwood, Linton Stockton, Heritage Hills, Kokomo, Ben Davis, really Cathedral also. So if you get a chance, get out there, Hendricks County, support basketball. Say this every night, you know, support the local kids in your community and support the kids in other communities. It all helps. The bottom line all helps. So that $5 you pay at the gate, you know, you should pay more. You should pay them more than $5, to be honest, but that's how that goes. So we're going to talk about a number of these games coming up tonight. Once again, don't forget, you want to send us that information at IND Sports Talk, hashtag IST. Full day of college basketball tomorrow. I'm intrigued. You know, conference opener with IU tomorrow, Purdue on Sunday. IU taking on Rutgers. Everybody knows Rutgers has had great success with the Hoosiers. Hoosiers were very, very impressive in their win over North Carolina. Tennessee Tech at Butler. Ball State at Duquesne. Syracuse at Notre Dame. Miami of Ohio at Indiana State, IUPUI at Milwaukee, and Oakland at Fort Wayne. Scoreboard update with the man himself, James Adams. This is Indiana Sports Talk.
Thanks, Coach. Let's get right back into the boys' basketball scores. Crystal House Manual and Victory College Prep. Crystal House wins 106-40. Connersville versus Rushville. Connersville wins 54-39. Cordon Central and North Harrison. Cordon Central 54, North Harrison 46. Cowan 84, Tri-Central 71, and Eastern Greentown 51, Eastbrook 45. Let's look at some girls' basketball scores now. Bedford North Lawrence and Gibson Southern went at it tonight. Bedford North wins 73-43. Brownsburg and Franklin Central took on each other tonight. Brownsburg gets the victory 69-28. Cambridge City Lincoln and Union Modoc. Cambridge City wins 63-40. Canelton and Crothersville took on each other. Canelton wins 40-29. Central Noble 44, Angola 30. Clinton Prairie 54, Sheridan 32, Danville 75, Purdue Poly Inglewood 39, and Faith Christian 69, Delphi 65. Let's look at the NBA going on right now. The Indiana Pacers are taking on the Utah Jazz in Salt Lake City. Right now, the Pacers having a tough go of it. They are down 41-26 in the second quarter. They'll have to get a lot of work going in order to overcome that deficit. Tomorrow, we have got the Purdue Boilermakers taking on the Michigan Wolverines in the Big Ten Championship. That game starts at 8 p.m. from Lucas Oil. For Network Indiana, I'm James Adams.
Welcome back. This is Indiana Sports Talk. I'm Bob Lovell. I'm glad you're with us. I really am. You have plenty of choices you can make on a busy Friday night. And to choose us is very, very gratifying. Thank you very much. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. All right, let's talk some ball. Westview, 80-51 winners over Cherubusco tonight. Westview's Chandler Pribble joins me. Coach, thanks so much for the call. Congratulations on the win tonight.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for calling. You know what I just said? People have plenty of choices. I mean, I understand. I mean, I coached for 22 years. There are plenty of things to do after a game. And the last thing you're thinking about doing is calling some old white-haired guy sitting in his house in Franklin and talking about basketball. So, you know what? Thanks for calling. And this is an impressive win. A bounce back from your loss to Northridge earlier in the week, and so you got to be real proud of your kids.
Yeah, it was our first road game, first conference game, and they kind of started that off the way that we wanted to, so that was good to see.
So first season there, right? And we know how this is. I understand. I remember taking over an IUPUI program. I don't want to tell you how many years ago, but it was 30. And you got new system, new terminology. It's all new. You don't know people. Your first road trip. You haven't traveled to Busco. Everything is new, and so the learning curve is enormous in a situation like that.
Yeah. Our guys handled it well. You know, we've kept things fairly simple. We've not tried to throw a lot at them just so that way they're not thinking too hard and they can just play and be aggressive. And that's exactly what they did tonight. They did a really good job defensively of being aggressive, and they shared the ball really well. And we played at a fast pace, but guys were still getting smart shots, and it was all around a pretty good effort.
Yeah, and you know what? The other message you give them from day one is we'll work through all the issues, but you have to play hard. And we can't work – let me tell you what. We can't work through any issues if you don't play hard. So you got to start by playing hard. I'm going to coach hard. Our staff's going to coach hard. Our bus driver's going to drive hard. Our cheerleader's going to cheer hard. Our fans are going to – everybody's got to play this thing as hard as they can, knowing you as I know you. That's exactly what they did.
Yeah. And I don't, you know, we don't have the steal numbers here, but we forced a lot of turnovers. But what was the best part, I thought, was our two leading scorers, they ended up having quite a few assists as well. They shared the ball with each other. They shared the ball with their teammates. And we got a lot of high-quality shots because of that.
All right, tell me about this team you have. Tell me what makes this group go.
Well, they have a relentless effort in everything that they do. We're a bunch of guards. We don't have anybody that's big, but we're scrappy. We play a fast pace. We've got a lot of guys who can shoot it well. We hit 10 threes tonight. One guy had 6 threes alone. So Wiley Minix, he had 32 for us tonight. And he's not typically our leading scorer, but he shot it incredibly well tonight. Brady Yoder is normally our leading scorer, and he ended up with 20 tonight. But he moved the ball for us, and he kind of created everything. Just did a really, really good job leading us in that way. But we have a lot of guys who make a lot of plays and do some stuff that's not necessarily on the stat sheet that really helps us go.
Well, you have a lot of guys who are used to winning. That's one of the most successful programs in that part of the state year in and year out. There's a great tradition at Westview High School, and those kids understand that.
Oh, yeah. We had a really good student section tonight, and we had an hour bus ride to get to Cherubusco. So, we travel well. We've got a good community behind us. So it was pretty cool to see.
All right. Tell me who else played well for you tonight in the win, Coach.
Luke Helmuth, he had 11 points for us, played well, got a lot of steals and, threw the ball ahead to other guys for them to be able to score. But we've got a lot of different guys. Jethro Hostetler, he's long and he defends well. And, he causes problems for other teams defensively. Wade Springer, same thing, just really good ball pressure that forces a lot of turnovers where he doesn't maybe get the steal, but, we steal it because of what he was doing on the ball. We have Camden Yoder. He didn't score for us tonight, but he's still just another valuable guy that just works incredibly hard while he's out there. He had 2 or 3 steals tonight, and just a lot of effort. And that's what makes them fun to watch, is they just never stop working.
All right, I mentioned you bounced back from a 2-point loss to Northridge. I'm looking at your schedule here. You're challenged early on in this schedule, are you not? I mean, next ball game is with Northwood. Then you Noble. I mean, their two teams won a lot of games, have won a lot of games, and will win a lot of games. So you're not backing away from anybody with this aggressive schedule.
Yeah, and that's, you know, this is a new schedule for me, obviously, but it's what this program's used to. And, you know, I think that's why they've had so much tournament success. You know, they go play and compete with great teams, and you know, they expect to win those games, and that's exciting for me. It was exciting to see how well we competed with Northridge, and I'm looking forward to this next week with Northwood and Central Noble.
As well, you should be. Well, I congratulate you on your first road win, and thanks for sharing it with me and the rest of the state. I wish you the best next time out. Chandler Pribble from Westview, they beat Cherubusco 80-51 tonight, and taking on a very good Northwood team on the 8th. Coach, thank you so much. Good luck next time out.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks very much. There you go. You like to see that, making a change, coming out, new philosophy. You play hard, you win games. We'll talk about a lot more of that throughout the night. This is Indiana Sports Talk. Coming up, top of the hour scoreboard update with James Adams. This is when you get scores on top of scores. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.